今天是个很喜乐的日子，有没有觉得？
Today is a joyful day.
我前几天，我在跟大陆那边联络的时候呢，我把我们教会前年在高雄做短宣的那个 clip 就给了他。
So when I was contacting China for the mission trip this time, I gave them a clip of our mission trip in Kaohsiung about 2 years ago.
大概2009年，我们在高雄的短宣啊，我们在那边有一个礼拜的时间，早上晚上都在一起。
We were there for about a week, about two, from the morning to the end, to the evening.
我看了以后，我眼泪都快掉下来了。
When I saw that, I was very moved, and I was almost in tears.
因为我们在那个地方虽然很辛苦，但是我们 touch 到很多的生命。
Even though it was very hard, we touched a lot of lives over there.
好多小朋友是不认识上帝的。
Well, there was a lot of kids over there that did not know, who did not know Christ.
也有一些单亲的孩子，他们在家里面是受了很多的 abuse.
And there were some single parents, children there that they may have received abuse in the home.
有一个小朋友，我问他说：“你的名字叫什么？”他说：“我的名字叫 Dog。”
There was a kid, and when I was asking him, "What's your name?" and he said, "My name is a dog."
我们如果中文讲的话，可能他的名字我猜什么叫阿狗啊什么。
Well, I was guessing him what is his name.
我就说你不要再叫 dog 了。
And I was telling him that no longer call yourself a dog.
你要把 dog 中间加一个字母。
And you're gonna add a letter in dog.
你叫 doug 好了，你不要叫 dog， 不好听。
And your name will be from now doug.
所以我说你叫 Douglas，
and your name will be Douglas for now。
很多的人，他的自我形象是很糟糕的，在那个地方。
There was a lot of people who really have very low self-esteem。
所以我觉得，虽然我们花了很多的代价，像我们这次出去的时候，大家都是花自己的机票钱。
So even though that it looks like we have spent a lot of effort into this，
花了这么多的代价出去，有没有值不值得呢？
And is that worth it for the price that we pay?
我们从物质的角度看不知道，但是在神的国里面不是这样算的。
So from material sense, we don't know, but in God's kingdom is a different story.
这既然是神的命令跟神的呼召，就没有什么代价的问题。
So since this is the God's calling, then there is no such thing as whether a price is worth it or not.
所以请大家也在祷告中纪念，我们一起出去的时候，我们一定要为主赢得他所要我们所赢得的事情。
So please continue to pray for us and ask God to let us win what He would want us to win.
所以我们今天我们是要分享的一段经文，在以赛亚书。
So today's message is from the book of Isaiah.
在以赛亚书第40章。
In chapter 40.
我们看到第一节到第十一节的地方。
So verse 1 to verse 11.
好，我们慢慢来念。好，我们大家一同来念，好不好？第一节开始。好，来。你们的神说，你们要安慰安慰我的百姓，要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，又向他宣告说，他征战的日子已满了，他的罪孽赦免了，他为自己的一切罪从耶和华手中加倍受罚。有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠修平我们神的道，一切山洼都要填满，大小山冈都要削平，高高低低的要改为平坦，崎崎岖岖的必成为平原。耶和华的荣耀必然显现，凡有血气的必一同看见，因为这是耶和华亲口说的。有人声说，你喊叫吧。有一个说，我喊叫什么呢？说，凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像野地的花，草必枯干，花必凋残，因为耶和华的气吹在其上，百姓诚然是草，草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。报好信息给锡安的，你们要登高山；报好信息给耶路撒冷的，你要极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕。对犹大的诚意说，看哪，你们的神主耶和华必向大能者临到，他的膀臂必为他掌权，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。我们来祷告。哦，他们还有一节，对，他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群， 用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那牧羊小羊的。我们来祷告。主啊，我们感谢你赐下这段话，借着先知以赛亚，你向我们来说话。我不只向当时代的人说话，我向2000年以来的人说话。在今天，就在今天这个早晨，你也要借着这段经文来向我们说话。主啊，我们深知到你的美意，也深知到你的心意，让我们能够来体贴你的心意，从这段经文里面能够看出你的心意，也让我们知道我们当怎样来行。求主赐福在我们的当中，给我们一个聆听的耳朵，让我们知道你的心意，也让我们来聆听你的话语。我们将祷告感谢，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿门。我们如果打开以赛亚书的时候，我们发现这个书是一个很有意思的一本书。
So when we look at the book of Isaiah, it is a very interesting book.
我们发现以赛亚书总共有66章，好像圣经66卷一样。
So there are 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah.
然后，以赛亚书前半段从1章一直到39章，就讲到许许多多的审判。
So in chapter 1 through chapter 36, it talks about God's judgment.
到了第40章以后呢，就突然画风一转，全部变成安慰的话语，带着盼望的话语。
So that the from chapter 40 on, it was talk about God's hope and comfort.
有人说好像旧约39卷，新约27卷。旧约都很好像很 harsh， 新约呢都很有恩慈啊，好像39章以赛亚书39章前面，是比较审判性的，到了40章以后，27章的经文里面都讲的是安慰，讲的是建造，讲的是许许多多恩典的话语。
So just like Old Testament and New Testament, the first 39 chapter of Isaiah is like an Old Testament that talk about God's judgment.And from 44 to 46 is like a New Testament is talk about God's mercy and grace.
所以当我们在刚才所念的这段经文里面，我们就不断的就发现到有一个 term 出来，好像要喊着说。
So when we were going through a passage, you're seeing there's a term and saying something, somebody cry out.
所以在这个当中，我们就看到至少有3个地方在讲要喊着说。
So there are 3 places in this passage that talks about crying out.
或者要扬声的说。
Or speak very loud.
我们今天就从这个3种的3个喊叫里面，我们来思想到神到底今天要对我们说什么话。
So that let's think about what God want us to know through these three crying out or speak very loud.
第一个喊这个叫喊，我们可以在第3节来看。
So first calling is in verse 3.
他讲到说，在旷野预备要喊着，有人声喊着说，说什么呢？在旷野要预备耶和华的路，在沙漠要修平我们神的道。
So it says a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, and make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God.
讲到一切山洼都要填满，大小山冈都要削平，高高低低的要改为平坦，崎崎岖岖的必成为平原。
It talks about every valley shall be raised up.Every mountain and hill may low, the rough ground shall become level and rugged place a plain.
所以当我们看到这个喊叫的时候，我们可以想到这是一个对传福音的人的一个呼召。
So this crying out is a calling to the people who is going to be do evangelism.
也就是我们所有在教会里面信主的人，神对我们的一个呼召。
And that's the same calling that for every single one of us in the church.
我们每一个人都承受了神所赐给我们福音的大使命。
And every single one of us are received the great commissions.
但是当我们出去传福音的时候，我们这个人是不是一个对的人？
And but when we are doing the great commissions, are we inside ourselves? Are we right with God?
当我们这个人不对的时候，人家接触到我们看不到上帝的荣耀。
So if we are not right with God, when people see us, they won't be able to see God's glory through us.
世上的人看见福音是先看到我们这个人，才看到我们后面这位神。
So when people see us, they will see us first, before they see the glory behind us.
所以他这边讲到，就是说在要预备耶和华的路，要在沙漠要修平我们神的道。
So it's talk about the preparing the way for Christ and in the wilderness make the path straight.
我们可以说，我们每一个传福音的人，我们自己先要预备好了。
So let's talk about every one of us who is doing evangelism need to be prepared.
我们要为神的福音来铺道路，必须先要我们才成为一个对的人。
When we want to make paths for God, we need to be right with God.
所以他这边特别提到四件事情。
So there's four things that he's talk about.
一切的山洼都要填满。
So the first thing is every valley shall be raised up.
填满的意思就是把它拉高了，就是把它升高起来。
So it talks about raising up.
也就是我们每一个人，当我们在生命当中有许多负面的、消极的、沮丧的那种很灰色的东西。
So in our life, there's things that are negative and very gray.
我们全部要把它拉高起来。
And we need to raise it up.
没有人喜欢跟一个负面、消极的人做朋友。
And nobody would like to be a friend for a person who is very negative or pessimistic.
因为那样子的一个负面、消极的灵会影响到、会传染出来，好像一个传染病一样。
Because being negative or being pessimistic is contagious.
所以我们必须从神那边得着一个恩典，我们活出一个喜乐的生命。
So that we want to be able to live a joyful life from God.
大家知道那个全福会哈，全福会他们的标语就是我们是世界上最快乐的人。
So that for those the group the Full Gospel Businessmen Association.
我感谢神，我感谢神啊！我十二号到那个基督徒聚会去分享信息。
So I was in another church about 2 weeks ago.
有一个姊妹很熟的一个朋友，她打电话来，她说：“哎，你分享信息的时候很奇怪。”
And there's a sister that called me later and saying that's something different from in your message.
你怎么从头笑到尾啊
？And why are you laughing from beginning till the end?
有时候下面的笑你也笑，有时候下面的不笑你还在笑。
And when the congregation laugh, you laugh. And when congregation is not laughing, you still laughing.
哦，我感谢主，因为一出去，神喜乐的膏油就充满。
And I praise the Lord that the joy, the spirit of joy just fill me.
所以当我们出去的时候，我们要求神给我们恩典。我们一出去的时候，我们喜乐的油是充满的。当然，在这里面也要充满了。
So that ask for the grace from God that we will be filled with the joyful spirit.
那人家看见你是一个非常积极、非常正面、非常有冲劲，而且充满喜乐的人家就想靠近你。
And because when people see that you are very positive, you are energetic, people want to be drawn to you.
第二件事情，我们就讲到说，大小山冈都要削平。
And the second thing is that every mountain and hill made low.
意思削平的意思就是把它压低，把它 suppress， 把它压低。
And the when was talking about making things low.
这特别就指到我们每一个人在我们的生命当中那一个骄傲的部分。
It's actually talking about the pride in our life.
我们很多的时候阻挡了神的工作，是因为我们每一个个人的骄傲。
Many times our pride is blocking God's glory.
所以当基督徒给外面的人一个很刻板的印象，就是那是一群柔和谦卑的人。
And the people that we think Christians is a humble and soft people.
所以骄傲在神的国里面是没有地位的。
So pride has its no place in God's kingdom.
求神帮助我们，让我们成为一个谦卑的人。
So we'll ask God's help to make us humble.
我们知道骄傲其实讲白了，骄傲就是两个原因。
And there is two reasons for being prideful.
第一个原因是不了解自己。
And the first reason is you do not understand yourself.
第二个原因是你不能接纳自己。
And the second thing is you do not accept yourself.
什么叫做不了解自己？
What do we mean by do not understand ourselves?
有的人说骄傲是小看自己。
And there are people that are saying that pride is to look down upon yourself.
那已经不错了，能够小看自己已经不错了。
And that's actually it's already pretty good already, and you look down upon yourself.
还有更高明的，我听到更高明的话，他说是少看自己，不是小看自己，是少看自己，不要看一直眼光在自己身上，自己当然就骄傲起来，就不要看自己，看别人。
So other explanation is you actually don't look at yourself. You are all trying to be judgmental against other people.
但是我从神那边领受啊，还有一个更深的一个道理，不只是小看自己，不只是少看自己，而是要看清楚自己。
And but the real thing is you need to look at yourself clearly.
在哥林多前书那边告诉我们说，我们有什么不是从不是领受的呢？好，我是领受的，为什么自夸好像不像领受的一样
？So in the book it talks about whatever we have is given to us.
所以我们每一个人都是领受恩典，不管我们有什么聪明智慧，甚至我们有得财力的得获财的能力的力量， 或者我们能够做一些事情，或者我们能够画一些画，或者我们能够唱一首诗歌，没有一个东西不是神给我们的。
So whatever we have, it our ability, and any ability that we have is all given to us by God.
所以我们是一个 carry 许许多多礼物的人。当我们走出去的时候，我们要炫耀这些礼物吗？还是我们炫耀那一位赐恩给我们的主？
So since God given us all the ability, should we all go out and be boastful about the gift that we have, or should we should be boastful about the person God who gave us all this gift?
所以什么是我们的本相？
So what is our true self?
一无所事，一无所有，一无所能。
So our true self, we don't have anything.
所以我们不断的从神那边透过人给我们许多的恩典。我们生下来孩子是一个小朋友，父母就不停的照顾我们。我们长大的时候我们就念书，老师不断的教导我们。我们出了社会，很多的时候我们公司来帮助我们成长，或者在教会我们大家互相建造。
So that since when we were born, that we've been given a lot of grace and blessing by God through many people that God placed around us.
所以有什么不是领受的呢？
So is there anything that we have is not given to us?
所以当我们看清楚自己的光景的时候，我们没有人再会去骄傲。
So when we really see this is our true self, then there's nothing we can be prideful about.
好像一个仆人，他如果知道自己是一个仆人的话，他不会想要去做一个主人的那种傲气不会有，因为他知道他是一个仆人的身份。
Just like a servant, he knows his place, then he is not going to be acting like a master.
或者一个小朋友，他在家里面，他就是知道自己是小朋友，他不会有一天他要想做爸爸，因为他不是爸爸，他的身份就是小朋友，所以他就是像小朋友一样的听从父母。
Or just like a child in the house that he or she knows that his place, they want to be the pet.
所以当我们知道这个人的真相，当我们知道自己的本相真相是什么的时候，我们就不会去骄傲。
So when we truly know what is our true self, then we will not be prideful.
在这样子的状况当中，我们就真正进入到谦卑里面，因为我们看清了自己。
And only in that sense we can be get into true humility.
第二件事情讲到，第一个是不了解自己，第二个是不能接纳自己。
So the first thing is do not understand ourselves, and the second thing is we cannot accept ourselves.
因为我们许多人在成长的过程当中，我们受了许许多多的压力，跟许许多多的这种羞辱。
So that during our when we are growing up, a lot of us receive a lot of hurt and or pressure.
然后我们自我形象就非常的糟糕，所以我们就想要尝试保护我们的那个本我。
So a lot of time we're going to try to protect us as a mechanism.
所以表现出来的就是用一副骄傲的这样子的一个态度呢，不让人家来靠近我那心里面那个伤痛之处。
So what we show outside is a way of being prideful, so that people do not come and touch what is inside.
所以那种骄傲可以说是出于防卫的骄傲，因为里面实际上是非常的自卑。
So that is a kind of a defensive type of pride.Because what's inside is very fragile.
所以骄傲跟自卑其实是一体两面的东西。
So pride and low self-esteem is a two sides of a coin.
所以他这边告诉我们说，大小三纲都要削平。
So it talks about the every mountain and hill made low.
我们有大的骄傲，有小的骄傲，有外面的骄傲，里面的骄傲，我们都要把这些东西拿走。
So we have big areas of pride or small areas of pride, inside, outside. We all need to be taken and make low.
好，预备我们成为一个人家所喜欢接近的人，可以传福音。
That will make us prepare us to be able to spread the gospel.
第三件事情告诉我们说，高高低低的要改为平坦。
And the third thing is the rough ground shall become level.
什么是高高低低？
What's the rough ground?
有的英文的翻译把它翻译成 crooked, 就是弯弯曲曲。
So there is some translation that says crooked.
然后弯弯曲曲的把它拉直。
So the crooked way will become straight.
什么叫做弯弯曲曲？
So what is the crooked way?
我们可以说，当我们行在弯弯曲曲的路上的时候呢，也会拦阻人来认识神。
So we can say that if we are traveling along the crooked path,Then will prevent people from knowing God.
因为这个世界上有太多的旁门左道，有太多的法律边缘可以好像在那边活动。
So there because there are just way too many loopholes in the laws that the people are trying to exploit.
但是神要我们做一个 simple 一个简单的人，不要去走一些弯弯曲曲的事情。
But God wants us to be simple, so He does not want us to travel on the crooked way.
当我们能够进到这个 building, 就是一个美好的见证。
So what we can come into this building, that's one of the testimony.
我们看见当破产再破产弯弯曲曲的路走不下去的时候。
So when we see the landlord was trying to use a crooked way and getting to the end of the path.
我们就知道神喜悦一个简单的一个直的走正直道路的人。
And we know that God prefers a simple, straight path.
所以当很多的基督徒做了非常好的见证，即使在工作环境里面，他们可以赚很多的钱，但是为着持守神给他们的正义跟正直的道路，他们宁可就 quit the job 就不做了。
So we see that there are some Christians that was able to make a lot of money, but using a crooked way. But in order to go to obey God's law, they actually quit the job.
他们表面上觉得基督徒是眼中钉，这个挡财路的讨厌的人。
So on the surface, you are the Christians are the person who is blocking their fortune.
但是他的心真的内心深处，他是尊敬你的。
But deep inside their heart, they actually pay respect to you.
所以第四件事情讲到，崎崎岖岖的必成为平原。
And the fourth thing it says, the rugged place a plain.
什么叫做崎崎岖岖呢？
So what is the rugged place?
就讲到好像山的那种突出很多那种凸起的部分是不平坦的。
So it's talking about things that are sticking out in the hills.
特别讲到我们每一个基督徒，我们生命当中是不是还有很多的棱角没有被磨平
？So it's talking about our life. Is there a lot of places that is sharp and pointy?
一个带着很多棱角的人出去的时候，神的荣耀没有办法在他身上显明出来，他也没有办法被神大大的使用。
So a rough or a pointy person, it will be very hard to get accustomed to.
那我们看到在圣经里面呢，那柔和谦卑啊，谦和是胜过世上众人。那个摩西，神怎么大大使用他？他谦和。
So we can see an example of a person who is soft and humble. He's Moses. He was Moses.
所以神要我们成为一个传福音的人，第一步就是要呼召我们，把这所有的生命当中不合神心意的地方，能够把它拿走。
So we will be able to preach the gospel to the world. God is wanting us to take away all these things that He does not like.
所以我们在这个世上成为一个道路，好铺平的道路，好叫福音透过我们可以出去。
So that will become a way for the gospel, and so gospel can go to other people through us.
我们来看创世纪第十二章第十二节，当神向亚伯拉罕呼召的时候，他来给他的一个应许。
So in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2,
我们大家一同来念好吗？我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
It says, I will make you into a great nation, and I'll bless you. I'll make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
这边讲到，你也要叫别人得福，就是透过你，许多的人要得到福气。
And it talks about you will be a blessing.
这边甚至讲到，在英文原来的意思就是你就是 blessing， 你就是祝福，你这个人就是祝福了。
In the original language, it says you, not only you will be a blessing to other people, you are a blessing yourself.
如果我们是一个祝福的话，我们走到哪里的话，谁不接待你呢
？So if we are blessing ourselves, then who wouldn't want to receive you?
谁不请你到他家里去吃饭，请他家住街，因为祝福来了。
And who wouldn't want to take you into their house because you are a blessing?
我们发现在圣经里面他像亚伯拉罕这样讲他的子子孙孙就是这样发生
and when we read further when God made this promise to Abraham that his descendant have that blessing as well
当雅各承受这样的祝福他出去的时候他碰到了拉班
so when Jacob received this blessing he met Laban
拉班就跟他讲说耶和华赐福于我是因为你的缘故
so itLaban says that Jehovah was blessing us because of you.
他说在你还没有来以前呢，我所有的很少，但是现在呢却发大众多。耶和华的脚步随着雅各的脚步来赐福给拉班。
So he talked about before Jacob came to him, there's he does not have a lot of property, and whatever he has is a little. But after Jacob came, he prospered, and so he said that you are a blessing.
所以当这个祝福是一直下去，延到他的子子孙孙，到了他的儿子叫做约瑟。
And so after Jacob, there's Joseph.
神让约瑟他的手中的工作尽都顺利。
So he made Joseph be prospered in all he does.
圣经上面讲说，耶和华因约瑟的缘故赐福于埃及人，就是讲到波提法那个他的家。
So in the book of Genesis, it talks about Joseph, whatever he does, the household of Potiphar was prospered because of Joseph.
讲到凡田间家里和一切所有的都蒙耶和华赐福，为什么？因为约瑟他是一个敬虔的人。
So whatever is outside the house or inside the house is all prospered because of Joseph.
所以当我们承受神的祝福的时候，当我们的生命对的时候，我们走到外面就是一个祝福。
So when we are right with God, wherever we go, it is a blessing.
人家喜欢与我们接触，人家喜欢与我们在一起，这就是为福音铺了一个美好的道路。
So that because of that, people will want to approach us.And that is a way to share the gospel.
我们看以赛亚书第五十一章第十四节。
So Isaiah 57 chapter verse 14.
好，我们大家一同来念。好，来，耶和华要说：你们修筑修筑，预备道路，将绊脚石从我百姓的路中除掉。
And it will be said, build up, build up, prepare the road.Remove the obstacles out of the way of my people.
所以就讲到一件事情，把那所有的绊脚石拿走。
So it talked about removing the obstacles.
弟兄姐妹，我有时候偶尔会听到有人这样说。
And I hear this one from time to time.
他说那个人啊，他如果上天堂的话，那样子的天堂我也不要去。
And sometimes when people say that if this person goes to heaven, then I don't want to go to heaven.
每次听到这样子的话，我心里就很难过。
And when I hear this type of remark, I was grieving inside.
我们基督徒啊，能够消极的不要 mess up 这个福音已经不错了。
And it's already good that we don't mess up the gospel through our life.
我们怎么能够再去毁坏这个福音，践踏这个道路
？And how can we even make it the worse that make the gospel so unattractive?
前一阵子我跟一个医生聊天。
Sometimes ago, I was talking to a doctor.
他说：“你知道我们做医生呢，第一件事情就是 ，don't get things worse.
And the first priority of a doctor is don't get things worse.
你不能医的，你不要把它弄得更糟。你就说你不能医，你就 refer 给别人，你不要把它弄得更糟糕。那是你的 job.
And our job is if we cannot cure this person, then at least our job is to not make this person worse.” Then when he comes in,
所以医生很重要的一个专业知识就是他能 diagnose 这是什么问题，他能够清楚的看见这是什么问题，他就知道他能不能够对付，他就知道他要不要 referral 转接给别人。
So the doctor's ability needs to have the ability to diagnose at least whether he will know that whether he or she was able to help this person or not.
所以当我们 carry 这个福音使命的时候，我们就知道。我们是在铺一个道路，所以呢，我们不要 mess up 神的工作在人的身上。
So when we carry the gospels that we don't want to, just like what we talk about the doctor, we don't want to mess up God's way.
所以我们教会我们有个标语，就是在基督里成长，在万民中传扬。
So the motto in the church is growing in Christ and proclaiming among the nations.
这两个东西是并走的，是并行的。
And both of them need to be is going on in a parallel path.
我们如果要在万民中传扬的话，我们必须要在基督里面有好好的成长。
So when we want to proclaim the gospel in the nations, we need to be able to grow in Christ.
当我们在基督里有好好的成长的时候，我们在万民中自然很容易可以传扬。
So when we are growing in Christ, then it's very natural to proclaim the gospel among the nations.
所以讲回来，这是一种呼召，呼召一个传福音的人能够成为神的一个福音的桥梁。
So that we all are the bridges for God's gospel.
预备道路，使人可以看见神的荣耀。
So we're preparing the way so that people can see the glory of God.
这是第一个呼喊。
So it's the first call.
第二个就是讲到，第六节讲到有人声喊着说：“你喊叫吧。”有一个说：“我喊叫什么呢？”
And it says, a voice says, "Cry out." And I said, "What shall I cry?"
海教说，凡有血气的尽都如草，他的美容好啊、就好像野地的花。
So all men are like grass, and all their glory is like a flower of the field.
讲到草必枯干，花必凋残。
So talk about the grass wither and the flower fall, because the
因为耶和华的气吹在其上。
Because the breath of the Lord blows on them.
所以出去喊喊什么呢
？So what we what we crying? What are we crying out for?
传福音，我们出去喊喊什么呢
？What are we crying out for?
凡有血气的尽都如草，他们的美容好像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋残，就喊这个。
So we are crying for the we are all grass and grass will wither and the flower will fall.
这有什么好喊的
？And what is good about it?
我弟兄姐妹，当我们看见整个我们周遭环境、我们周遭人的时候，我发现这个要大大的喊出来。
But when I look deeper into this, we really want to cry out for these.
这就是当代人心里面的一个呐喊。
Because that it talks about the the inside the feeling of everybody.
好像我们的人、我们的生命就是这么的短暂，就是这么的脆弱。
So because our life is short and fragile.
好一点的平常的人就是像草，好一点的呢就像花。
So, the normal people is like grass, and then perhaps a little better off people will become flower.
我不知道你是草还是花。
I'm not sure whether you're grass or flower.
但是耶和华的气吹在其上，都要凋残。
But when the breath of the Lord blows on them, they will all they all wither.
这是一个事实。
That is a fact.
这边特别讲到耶和华的气啊，吹在其上，不是说神。故意把它吹死了，不是这个意思。
And it talks about the breath of the Lord.
因为在希伯来文里面，气跟风是一个字，是从耶和华而来的风，就讲到神所造的大自然，就是这样的一个规律，照着时间的流，每一个人都渐渐衰老。
So it's talk about the breath is the same as wind. So it's talking about the natural environment. So we all are withering along the way.
我们就发现，当我43岁的时候，我有一天吃饭，拿起饭碗，我看不到那个米粒。
So when I was in 43, when I pick up the rice balls, I couldn't see the rice grain.
我特别记得四十三岁，因为听过好几个人都是四十三岁，他突然发现得老花眼了。
And I especially remember when I was 43, because that seems to be the onset of people who really need a reading glass.
然后我还没有五十岁的时候，看医生，他说我得了退化性关节炎，是老化的现象。
So when I was seeing a doctor, he was talking about my joint is deteriorating.
有时候对着镜子就看到头发真的越来越白。
And when I'm looking in the mirrors, my white hair is growing.
我们家附近有一个理发店，我很喜欢去。
And there's a barber shop, I guess, that I like to go a lot.
可是他们，我就讨厌他们一件事情。
There is something I don't like about this barber shop.
他给你盖的那个布是黑色的。
The apron they put on you is black in color.
我就研究了很久。
And I was looking at it.
我每一次看就是一大堆白头发在我前面剪下来。
And when I was seeing it, because of the apron is black, and I can see the white hair in my.
我说不对啊，我也有黑头发。
And I was thinking that why is that the case? I also have black hairs.
可是看半天看不到。
But I can't see those black hairs.
因为它是黑色的。
And because the apron is black, I could not see my black hair.
Oh, 更大的原因是因为我还老花，根本看不到。
And since I need reading glasses, I can't even see.
可是它很便宜，七块钱，我说还是每次都去了。
Well, because it's still $7, so it's still a good deal.
我每一个人身体就这样开始慢慢的老化，这是一个不可逆转的现象。
And so as we go along, our body deteriorate, and that is a natural law.
我们小的时候，每一个人在学校里面，我们就要比成绩。到了长大成年以后，我们大家比赚钱，谁赚得多。到进入老年以后呢，我们比什么？谁健康，谁活得比较长，比这个。
So when we are young, we kind of compare each other for grades. When we are kind of like in the middle age, then we compare each other of how much money we make. But when we become old, we compare each other who is healthier.
而我们的生命真的是像草一样。
Boy, our life is really like a grass.
时间会把我们的肉体不断不断的折磨毁坏到一个地步。
So time will continually pounding on our body.
我前一阵听到一个消息，就是 有一个人叫做光纤之父高坤，他得了诺贝尔奖。
And there is a person who invented fiber optics, and his name was Kun Gao.
所以他发现了，他发现了一件事情，就是玻璃是可以传送资讯的，然后呢是可行的，他把它证明出来。
And he was the one who proved that light can carry information in the fiber optics.
所以从那以后，大家就开始自愈发展。现在的光纤就是你的 internet， 你家里可以这么快打电话，可以这么清楚，都是因为那一个发明。
Oh, because of that, all the information that you enjoy, the internet, the phone calls, all it is all because of that.
他发明这个的时候是45年以前的事情。
When he discovered that, it was 45 years ago.
一直到这一两年，他才拿到诺贝尔奖。
And he got a Nobel Prize for that.
还好他还活着。
It was good that he was still alive, that he got Nobel Prize a few years ago.
当记者到他家里去访问他们，他跟他太太在一起。
And when the reporter came and did an interview to him,
他得了那个叫什么老人就是 Alzheimer 就那个奥兹海默症。
Yeah, so he suffered Alzheimer's disease.
然后很多的东西都已经没办法知道了，就已经退化。
And he couldn't remember a lot of things.
然后他就是会笑。
And he smiled a lot.
所以当在那个访问当中，他的太太就问他说：“你是光纤之父吗
？”So so his wife was asking him like, "Are you the father or the inventor of the fiber optics?"
他就一脸茫然，光纤之父。
And he couldn't recall what he did.
他对所有的科技都已经没有办法再认知、再了解了。
And he wasn't able to talk anything technical.
所以我们每一个人，就算我们在这一生有什么了不起的作为，实际上随着年龄、随着时间都过去。
So no matter how great we were throughout our life, and when the time passed, it's all deteriorate.
这是一个不可逆转的现象。
That's something is an irreversible process.
有的人就会呼喊了。
So somebody will be crying out.
他说：“为什么这是一个悲剧的世界，为什么要把我生下来
？”So somebody said, "Well, this is tragedy. Then why should I be in this world?"
如果把我生下来的话，为什么又要让我经历很多的病痛
？And so why was I born? But since I was born, then why do I have to suffer through all this?
以及许多不如意的事情
，I will suffer through disease and disappointment.
那为什么最后我还要步上死亡来结束这个生命？
And why do I have to end my eventually end up my life?
这是世人心里面的呼喊，为什么？
And that is a common questions among all the people.
很多的事情发生在我们周围，发生在我们身上，很多的悲剧。
So there's a lot of things that happening around us are tragic.
我每次看到我们对面那个修车厂那个原来的老板大卫，我就很有感慨。
And the original owner of the car shop right across on the street.
这么年轻，这么有为的，就是出去乘船一出海，就船难，就这样被主接走。
So that he was the original boss, David. He was going out in the sea in the boat, and then there was an accident, and he drowned.
谁能掌握自己的未来呢
？So who can hold the future in their own hand?
在路加福音第十二章第十六节那边有一个故事。